to the wing so he can get her to her right hand.
This ain't no joke, this ain't no game. This that CSC game. They said pull up, so I came. You better put some respect on their name. Yeah, 55, what's goody? Kill the vibe, how could he? Big card on the hoodie. Let me break it down for you fully. This ain't your average broadcast. This ain't just no podcast. The mother show spread fake news. We just taught him broadcast. West, Joey, Sam, Sean, Dante. Ain't you know that boy Higgy? He said he don't want no small fries. Tell them they better make them biggie. Yeah, you already know what we be on. We got the crown. Take them home. When they ring the bells, you know that it's home. The bar set, we setting the tone. If we set it, then set it in stone. Sit in the street and set up your phone. You in the car, no sport zone. Set it.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. We have lost Higgy, thankfully. Oh, no, wait a minute. He came back. I'm your host. Y'all got to fix y'all's cameras. I can only see, like, the top part of Higgy's neck, and then the bottom half is Sam's portion of the podcast is being brought to you by a water bottle, apparently, and that's fine. You can have your own sponsors for the show. I ain't going to get mad. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a while. Sam, thanks for coming in. It's
been a long time.
Higgy has moved to an entirely different area code.
State.
He just hated us so much, he left the city.
Yeah, I'm in the 615 now.
Okay, never say that again.
Oh, my God.
That's not a thing. Corey, what's up, my man? Yeah, we wanted to bring y'all an updated episode of the podcast. It's been a couple of weeks. I've been dealing with some personal stuff. Everybody's been busy. We've got people that have friends that... What's up, Rob? We have members that have currently, it does look like Higgy's in the bathroom, Jason, but actually he's in the kitchen. Tom, what's up, man? So we have one member who has sick family member, has some family members that he has to, and it's not me. Well, it is me, but this one's not. And then Sam's been busting his butt working. Am I allowed to say what you do, Sam?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, he takes care of your all's children's on the buses for Jefferson County Public Schools. We got a member whose internet is Fisher Price quality. Then I've been dealing with everything. Higgy's been dealing with the move. What's up, Terrence? Yep. What's up, Randall? Ransdale family. Okay. Sorry. I thought it said Randall. Look, I'm excited to come back. Terry, thank you. And then me and my brother have been dealing with some stuff with my mom and dad. So, you know, it's been a whole bunch. So glad to be back here with you all. Glad to see all of you again. Got some stuff to talk about tonight. Some basketball recruiting stuff, an interesting, football roster update. And gosh, I want to talk about this event that we just had this past weekend, put on by T-Shirt Hooligans and, the state of Louisville website. They sponsored it, but our guy Alan over at T-Shirt Hooligan put on this camp with Boo Brewer and Sidney Curry and JJ Trainer. It only got to stop through for a little bit, but it was a great time. JJ Trainer's dad, a granddad, is an absolute trip. Talked to him for about an hour. It was a great time. My buddy Derek Anderson, he came in and chilled with us for a little bit there. So we could have done a podcast there, but, you know, we didn't. It was so hot I almost passed out. It was ridiculous. Antron, what's good? So, but yeah, we're here. We're glad you all have joined us. We're coming to you live from the Fitness Market Studios North. This is the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wyman, here with my co-host, Sam Bazin.
What up?
And Higgy 3X. What's good, Higgs?
What's up, everybody?
Hey, y'all. He moved to a different city. He was tired of Louisville, so he left us.
Not true.
All
not
y'all that true. Wanted Higgy back, guess what? He came back
and he left. Came back to leave you all. Higgy, what do you have to say for yourself as far as moving away from the city of Louisville?
It was a sad, sad day.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. That's good. Let's see. Sorry to hear of any troubles in a movie. Yeah. Well, Higgy's also always trouble because he's constantly like coming in and out of the show. What's up, Greg? Out of the show. He moves on us without giving me like a 2-week notice or anything. Like, I would like to have given him some sort of a proper send off, but apparently he was busy trying to get down to Nashville because he thought the Mexican pizza was going to come back there first. So
I got in line for Hattie B's and still waiting in line.
Yeah, you fought. B's.
But hey, quality controlled Whataburger has been a great job so far.
This guy.
Sorry, I'm checking in.
This guy, hell yeah.
You know he's been at Whataburger like.
I was going to say, so what's the best food place you've been to so far in Nashville?
Oh. I say Melrose Burgers. Down close to my new office.
Is that going to be your go-to spot for lunch now?
It won't be the go-to spot because Hattie B's is 2 blocks down.
Okay.
But I'd say a close second would be Hattie B's, and a third would be the Whataburger.
All right. I guess whenever Megan says it's okay for me to come down there,
ooh,
I'm going to make a stop.
Hey, Higgy is whipped big time. Okay, really quick. Let's see. It's Peter. Greg says, what's up? Nasty Nate, what's good? Nah, we never leave. We would never leave y'all without telling y'all anyway. Jason, yeah, you are correct. Wes, what's up? Greg, it's good to, well, I don't see you, but it's good to hear from you. Dockery, what's up, fellas? Nashville does have a Whataburger. It's like the only Whataburger in Tennessee at the last time I was in Nashville, or Tennessee anyway. If you're a burger guy, go to the pharmacy in Nashville. Stop! Sorry, live radio, pal. Hey, Lucy, I'm trying to do a radio show. Can you stop for a few seconds? I know it's been a pain in the butt to have this other dog here with us, but get over it. All right, back to the show. Oh yeah, I got some basketball updates for y'all. And man, I had some more stuff for y'all, but our guest tonight, in true basketball player fashion, just canceled on me because he forgot what time it was. So we'll be sure to have him on in the upcoming weeks, but. Man, I had a whole bunch of good stuff for him. Anyway, so chat line is open as always. What's up, Chang? That's my guy there. He lives here in the neighborhood as well. Mark, what's up? But yeah, I got some news for y'all. So just chat line is open as always. Again, if you want to support the podcast, you want to keep us going, the Cash App, Venmo, and PayPal's right there. Our socials are on the other side. That's
social
how you
media.
Can, yeah. Well, not social security number. Chris, I will talk about that because I do have an opinion. So it's not gospel, but I have heard this from more than one person. So I will share it with you all in a few minutes. Again, we've been on hiatus. I've been really dealing with a lot with my parents. Dad's still about the same. Mom is getting a little bit better every week. So that's good. But I wanted to jump back in here. And it's something I was going to talk. So our guest tonight was supposed to be Boo Brewer, and he lost track of time. I talked to him this whole weekend at the camp. They had a really nice camp for everybody. So that's who we were going to talk to tonight. But we'll have him on the next podcast. But I just wanted to get back on. I missed all you all as well. So, Sean, thank you. I appreciate that, man. First off, really quick, I want to thank everybody out there for all the prayers and well wishes for my parents. It is much appreciated. I've seen them all. Been really cool. Second off, this is going to kind of lead into, and I guess I'll just ask you all these questions instead of Boo. You may not have the same insight as he has, but we'll get to it. But I was sitting here in my house Sunday, and I went to go visit my mom, and I Googled, like, I kept putting off going out there because it's one of those situations where I was in a funk and it was like, I need to get out, but I'd rather just sit here in my recliner. So finally Sunday, I like Googled where the basketball camp was, and it was literally We miss Sexy Face, too. Who's Sexy Face, Sean? I hope you're not talking about other Sean. Anyway, so, and I found out this place was only 4.5 miles from where I was at. I was at Glen Ridge. That's where my mom is. Higgy, I know you know where that is. So I went out there and hung out for a little bit. Oh, okay. It's all right. So I went out there and checked out the camp. It was put on really, really well. Shout out to Alan. He worked hard the whole time. Boo Brewer was kind of running the camp. Sydney and JJ were helping out and participating with the kids. It was really, really cool to see. And then, gosh, I'm sitting there I'm the only person that's there just watching. And our guy for IREP Louisville, Travis, he was there as well. But, man, we had a good time. Me and Travis was talking, and he's like, what high school did you go to? I was like, Doss. I said, my guy Derek Anderson graduated there while I was there. He's like, well, that's my cousin. And I said, no. He said, yeah. I was like, this small world. Make a long story short, he ended up calling him, and DA came up there to hang out with us for a little while, too. So it was a good time. Thank you, Alan, for the invite. It was really, really cool. And then here's the part of the show where I'm introducing. I have a legitimate shot sheet I go by, y'all. So I'm going to have to skim through. What a great camp this weekend. Tell us how you got involved. That's not, we'll save that for next week. Scuba Steve, what's good? Dave, how you doing? Corey, thank you. We appreciate that. Another funny story. So I'm sitting there. Me and Derek work out every Monday, Wednesday, or Friday out at a gym, out in Norton Commons. We work out together, and me and him were talking. He asked me how I was doing. I said, "Well, I lost 30 pounds the first 30 days of my new weight loss journey." And he's like, "Man, what have you been eating?" I was like, "Man, I just don't eat no fast food." And about that time, and Boo was like, "Man, that's awesome, man." I said, "Yeah." And about that time, my phone, I got a text, and I swear to you, and Boo can confirm this, DA can confirm this, I got a text from Papa John's about a $12 pizza deal, and I showed it to him. I said, just so y'all know, I'm not going to order this, but this is how much the devil is trying to get at me. Thank you, Jason, like literally trying to get me to order Papa John's. I kind of wish I had it now, but anyway. So, all right. Let's get to the meat of today's show, because it's not going to be a very long show, especially not with our guest calling in like 5 minutes into the show. We'll get him back on here, though. Yes, absolutely. It was the timing was impeccable and unfortunate. Because I'm sitting there in front of him, and I look at the text, and then my face was just like, are you kidding me? And I wasn't even going to say nothing to him, but they're like, what was the text? And at that point, I have to tell him, right? I mean, these are my guys. I don't lie to them. Got to tell them the truth. And I did. So something else that I had kind of floated out there. So the reason, speaking of timing, great segue. The reason we planned the show for tonight was because we were expecting some news earlier. Absolutely, Temptations earlier today. And I'll just tell y'all what, I've been doing a lot of snooping, and that's just what I do from time to time. And I noticed last week on the University of Louisville website, they've got their job opportunities on there. And last week there was a job offer.
Opening?
Job opening. Well, it was an offer as well. Job opening. For director of player development, which I have confirmed since that Reese will no longer have that. He will still be with the basketball team in some aspect, but he will not be the director of player development. So I saw that and I was like, because from time to time I do check out the job openings to see if anything like that slides through. So I saw it, didn't pay much attention to it, looked at it a couple days later, and it was gone. So, then the rumor started to circulate this weekend that there was going to be an announcement an announcement. Jesus, take the look. I haven't done this in a couple weeks, guys. I mean, sorry. What's up, Aaron? An announcement made to, or a press conference today. Well, this morning I was on my way to see my dad, and I was talking with Steve, and he was like, "Man, there's not been an announcement of a presser yet." And I was like, "No, there hasn't been." And then I was like, "Wait a minute. If this is for a university appointed position, there wouldn't be a press conference immediately. When Reese was hired, he was hired. They put out a press release, and then a few days later, they had the press conference. So I assume, hey, what's up, D? I'm trying to. Connor, yeah, Higgy's back. I'm sorry.
Back again.
Who put Higgy in the freezer again? I don't know, man. Higgy, I hated when you had the neck warmer going on, and he left.
Y'all did.
Y'all done picked on Higgy so much. He didn't mean to. Rejoining the show, our guy, Higgy Two Snacks. Higgy, grow the neck hair back, man. You're blinding me right now.
Oh, is it job related?
Oh, yeah. Did you have to mow your yard for your job?
No.
No?
Oh, so it was Megan related.
I will no confirm nor deny.
I will no confirm nor deny.
Pleading the fifth. Okay.
Okay, he's pleading the fifth, and it's probably a fifth of bourbon. Throat beard needed. Absolutely. That's a great way to put it, Dave. Where was I at? Oh, so no, there was no presser today. So far, there's been no news release, but with the universe, I still think I know who it is. I'm not going to share that because the last couple times I've shared stuff with you all, since I've been told not to, I've kind of got a slap on the wrist. So I'm not going to do that just yet. I probably still will do it, but not right now. But anyway, I mean, if y'all happen to say it in the comments, I might shake my head yes or no. No, I don't want to get in trouble. Don't get me in trouble.
Yeah, we're not going to do that today.
No. We're not going to do it today. Maybe. We're not going to do it today. But anyway, for all those people, oh, and shout out again. Tice, what's up, my man? You all are sending me screenshots of people talking trash about me on the message boards. Please stop that. Not that it bothers me, because I could care less what a bunch of people in their basement that holler up for pizza rolls from their mom or grandma are saying about me. The funniest part about it to me is they're sitting here running their mouth about me in circles, and I don't even see it unless somebody sends it to me. So it's definitely not something they would say to my face. So please just stop sending that stuff to me. I don't care. Everybody here at the table, they know who I know. If you all have listened to the show from day one, Deion Branch, Sam Madison, Iben Green, Samaki Walker, Damian Lee. I mean, we've had Russ Smith. We've had anybody, Larry O'Bannon. Like, I didn't just like walk up to them and be like, "Hey, please be on my show." These are people that I know. Robbie, what's going on? And Robbie can tell you, man. Robbie's been rocking with us since we were on 93.9. And the first time he met me in person, I believe, was at the Florida State Ali football game. Me and Steve had to be there at 6 a.m. to do the radio show from 6 to 9 a.m. And Chris Redman, my quarterback, we'll have him on here in a couple weeks. And Iben Green, my tight end, they were there as well. Higgy, I'm not going to let you back in if you leave again. What's wrong with your connection?
Don't know.
Okay.
Honestly, cannot tell you.
But anyway, there should be a university announcement about something NIL related to. If you're talking about their hire, the director of basketball operations, he's about to graduate college here in a week or so. Dave, great comment there. I'm not going to say that you're right or wrong. Hold on, let me just put your comment up on the screen. So I didn't say anything, but I'm going to put it up there. Louisville baseball up 4-0. I really don't pay attention to him. Yeah, man, Chris has been my guy since we were in high school. Our whole, what's up, my man? Higgy is connected to Dalton's internet. Man,
I was thinking it, but I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, man, Dalton's got that Hot Wheels internet.
That's karma for all the jokes, Higgy. Just letting you know.
Nah, it's good.
Where's Dalton's theme song at?
You're getting to be a big boy.
Oh, okay. Cool, Connor. Yeah, absolutely. Anthony, what's good? Antron, that is so funny, and it's probably true. He's probably actually at the Circle K right now trying to get connected. Steve, that's funny because guess who had the misfortune of being behind Ivan Green on the depth chart for two seasons until I got injured so much. They were like, nah, you're not going to play here anymore. I still got to be on the team, but I was removed from the active roster. Chris Pointer, that's my guy from Mel. He was really good dude. He actually lives in my neighborhood, Robbie. No one could ever take that belt from me. Dude, that was an awesome experience. Have you touched on the rumor, Louisville to SEC? Will in a second. Yes, it was me. I'm the one who just unluckily, Dalton is at Wendy's probably, got to sit behind Ivan, but I never even considered another school. Louisville was my dream school. Then I came in, busted up my left ACL, rehab, busted up my right one the very first day, rehab, and I've told that story 100 times. Some of y'all are new, so I'll go ahead and reconfirm. I'm not letting him back in just yet. Here, you can sit over there for a second.
Go reboot, bro.
Yeah. Why are you posing like you're in a centerfold for a fast food commercial catalog? The library is closed for we, for sure. But yeah. So I mean, all those guys can tell you. Like, there's absolutely it does. I'll be lying if I sit here and said it didn't bother me that they were talking about me. But again, we're sitting here doing a show, and they're sitting there. I'm talking about them now, but I don't ever talk about them. I'm always on their mind. So it is what it is.
Rentry.
Any word on the DL who just visited? Man, I haven't got any word yet, but I really hope that we land that kid. So the rumor, the only person I've seen that rumor from was former Louisville basketball player Brandon Bender had mentioned that SEC was looking at Louisville, Florida State, and Clemson. I don't know. I mean, oh, that's another thing that was funny. So Sam, apparently, I got a screenshot today that it was a screenshot of the message boards, and apparently somebody was making a joke and said that Brandon Bender didn't have any good info, and then the person like quote tweeted it or whatever the equivalent of that was and was like, that's where Jeremy gets all of his information. I can tell you this right now. Nah. That's hilarious. Brandon does have his own connections, but I got my own connections too, and I would – do you know how much ridicule I would take if that was my sole source of information? I love the new Cardinal say, you are not lying there. So, okay. All right, trying to catch up. We should have been in the SEC like 30 years ago.
I won't say that.
I don't know. I mean, I may be in the minority here, but I like being in the ACC. I liked that ACC football tradition. I don't want to be in the same conference is Kentucky. We already had to put up with them enough as it is. Can you imagine having to just battle with that? So no, I don't have any rumors about that, but you all asked me earlier about the transfer portal, and so here's what I have as far as updates as far as that's concerned. I've seen it confirmed by multiple people, one of those people being Travis Graff, that we're in a really good shape with Malachi Smith, the guard from, is he from Bill? Tennessee, Chattanooga?
Oh.
Is that him? That's right? I think so.
Yeah.
He's from Chattanooga, yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about the guy from Baylor, but you're right.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in the same conference with Texas and Oklahoma, Tice. I appreciate that. I know. I said, as soon as I said it, I was like, I hope nobody catches that I said that. But I didn't say it in like a complimentary way, so I think that's okay. No, it's not. I'll put a dollar in the cuss jar for sure. Can someone tell Cooley to get off Twitter when he? Oh my God, Connor. Whew. I don't think. Like, I honestly did not expect Travion Cooley to be back, especially when we got the Tennessee guy who's now like 20th in the Heisman odds. Hopefully, we can figure out a formation where we can run them both out of it. You know, Cooley catches a lot of passes out of the backfield, so. Looking forward to that. So some interesting developments with Tyrese Hunter. So I had heard from my basketball source, who is not Brandon Bender, that if he got out of the Gonzaga visit, he was ours. 3 days later, he makes a visit to Texas, and people are saying, well, that's it. We're not getting him. He didn't schedule a visit to us. Well, that was his last official visit. What I have heard from multiple, I hate using the word sources. It sounds so douchey, but I'll do multiple sauces. And Higgy, don't get excited. I'm not talking about like BW3 sauces. Have told me and confirmed that he's actually going to pay his way to come visit Louisville unofficially. So that I would not count us out of those sweepstakes just yet. They can run. Terry says you got to be patient. There will be another batch of really good players that will. And that's exactly what I was going to go to next. There's going to be some withdrawal. I think we get one big withdrawal from the NBA draft name. I've said that all along.
Yeah.
I've not been told by the person, which I think would know, who told me that Imani Bates was an imminent commit a couple weeks ago, that anything has changed. Normally, when something like that happens and I put it out, I hear a few days later, if it's not going to happen anymore, I get a, hey, man, that may not be happening anymore. I have not heard anything that has told me we are not getting Imani Bates. I also think that maybe that's who Pierce Clarkson was cryptically referring to in his little story that he posted. I think that may have tied into it. I think he was going to commit, and then Pierce was like, "Now let me tease you committing." And another thing, and I don't remember who told me this. It was either Steve or Dalton. I want to give credit, but one of the two, I was talking to them, and they're like, "Well, if he waits till June, he can keep working out with his same people and not have to worry about being here for university workouts," which I guess, you know, for those of y'all that don't know, his lead trainer is Chris Brickley. He trains all the NBA greats. Pierce was talking about a 23 guy, apparently. That's not what I've been told.
And former Louisville guard with Chris Brickley.
Yeah. I was getting there, Higgy, two snacks, but are we still looking good with Bates? Steve, we are looking great. I feel like we're looking great with Bates. Again, I've even already sent off like his information to one of my guys that does graphics to do a commit tweet for him. If he doesn't commit to Louisville, I would be shocked, and I'll be fine saying, okay, something happened. There was a money bag traded.
Let me ask you this though. I have two questions about
this. Okay.
So if he wants to, because I've heard that possibility too, of him waiting until June so that he doesn't have to do the so-called school voluntary workouts, whatever.
But I don't know that. I think he just wants to continue to work out with his people.
Right. But I'm saying, if that's the case, do you think that's a bit selfish? Or
Sam, you're just trying to start some shit. No, I'm just kidding.
If you're going to be a part of a team, I get working on your own personal game, but shouldn't you also try to find a way to work with your team as well, as at the same time developing your own individual game?
I agree with you, Sam.
Okay, so now you know you're wrong because Higgy agreed with you. I can see where people could construe that as being selfish, but at the end of the day, this
especially
kid is
the way he was coming from. Stuff from Memphis, even though we know why we was hearing what we was hearing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And no. I mean, I can see how it could be construed either way.
Right.
But he just may want to work out with this. I mean, he's working out with the guy in Chris Brickley. By the way, amazing guy. I've been trying to lobby to get him to come here for so long. I think if Kenny reached out to him, he would.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. I'll show you our conversation later. Okay. But I think he would listen. I really do. But he's working out with Carmelo, LeBron, Kyrie, all these guys. And, oh, by the way, Imani Bates could get some run with those guys while he's there. Why would you not?
And that was the same situation with Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Playing with Dwayne Wade and
Chris Paul and them. Absolutely.
The GOAT. So my second thing about,
okay,
about Bates is, if it is the tease that Pierce Clarkson tweeted out, how big of an ambassador or how much clout does Clarkson already have in the city of Louisville and in the Louisville program if he could hold off and Imani Bates to commit until June?
I mean, a buttload. He would have a he would be a great ambassador if that's the case. I had though. Tice did say he that is something I did see as well, is that he was referring to a 23 guy, but I did also have somebody that I trust very, very much tell me that it was Imani that he was referring to. Either way,
yeah,
it's going to be a great move. Still think we're getting Hunter. I do too. Just to clear this up, Bates, I'm at 101% on him. Hunter, I'm at about 79%. I haven't heard anything different personally, but I've seen a lot of stuff nationally that has made my confidence go down on that. Ain't nothing wrong with a good Alfredo sauce. Absolutely. Connor, I will check that out in a second. I'm not worried about having another top name guard, but what if we lose out on Hunter? What other guards are on the radar? I think the kid, the Malachi kid from Tennessee Chattanooga, I think he would be a sufficient, role player for this program. Are we still looking good with Ben? Has anyone not committed after a paid visit? I don't know that answer. Waiting till June for Justin Perez to be announced. He has to be in class for summer access, so he needs to be on campus whenever summer classes start. I think that's the second week of June. I definitely think he's waiting on Perez. And that could be another thing. He could be waiting for Perez to be named before he – like, I don't know how close the two are. I know that they know each other. Has Bates even visited yet? No, Corey, he has not visited. If Kenny wants him, he will get him. Big facts. Hear me out. This team will definitely be better than what was on the floor last season, regardless of who
commits.
Most
definitely.
Yeah, and it's not even player wise. It's just because the toxic coach, the toxicity that was going on.
Did you just really let it slip? You said toxic coach, though. was that a Freudian slip, or you? Oh, that's an intentional.
No.
Okay.
Wow.
I just asked it.
Okay, you'll have to feel. That's going over my head. But the toxicity going on there, I talked to a bunch of people this weekend at the camp that just had nothing but negativity to talk about Coach McGee's and Coach Mac. I think Coach McMaines and Coach Cahill were great coaches, but I think that they were fighting a lot for their guys against the other two, and it just wasn't a good look. And this just wasn't – this Coach Mac just wasn't ready for this job. And with COVID hitting – That amplified all that mistakes and errors tenfold. And it wasn't his fault. It wasn't our fault. And, it is what it is.
His biggest downfall is not having a lead guard for more than a year outside of DJ. It's my belief. Because he is almost like he had to start over from scratch every single year when it comes to the guard position. And you can't have a team reach the heights that you wanted to if you got to start over every single year at the guard position. I know the team up the road did it a few times, but that was with five-star talent straight across the board.
Sam, you are echoing again, but it's okay. Let's see. Listen. Ooh, okay. All right, thanks for that information, Connor. Ben Metzinger on the board with another home run. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Who's that? Oh.
What's up, Coach?
What's up, Coach?
Are you there?
You there?
Oh, Coach, I can't hear you. It says your internet signal is not strong enough.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What's up, Coach?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I was just sitting here telling them I was just making fun of you for missing the show time. No, I wasn't doing that. I'm kidding. We're going to have to – it's cutting in and out again. We'll get you on next week, though, okay? Oh, man, it cut out. He cut out. Daggone it. Well, at least y'all. Coach Boo Brewer, by the way, my guy. It's about time our players do something. Yeah, agree. Vegas has Louisville football at 5.5 wins. No.
If that happens, that is gone.
All right, let's see if we got him this time. Coach.
Yes.
Okay. We'll take you as long as we can get you on right here. We'll get back to what we were talking to in a few minutes. But, man, let's hop into it. I'm glad that you were able to join us after all. I know you were busy, and I appreciate you taking the time out.
No, for you, man, I'm good.
See? I appreciate that. I was telling them, Boo, about the little text I got from Papa John's.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I'm trying to lose this weight. Papa John's is trying to lead me to temptation, man.
Right. It's almost like Papa John's is like reading your mind. Like, I mean, I could do some pizza right now, but
I mean, I was seriously thinking about some pizza for my cheat meal that night, and I was like, oh wait a minute, my cheat meal was last night, so I didn't do it. I didn't eat the pizza. I got a little bit of self control.
Right.
So I'll reset real quick. We're here with Coach Boo Brewer. He is the head coach at Bardstown, and he is also one of the, if you ask anybody to name their top, you know, the fan favorite Cardinal basketball players, he is on everybody's list. I can tell you as a matter of fact, the first, and he's not, so I want to set this up. I'm not going to tell anybody's age because I don't do that, because then I have to admit my age, and I don't really like that. So he's not that much older than me, but when his freshman year at Louisville, I was in eighth grade. So so when people say, oh man, I was in middle school, that shouldn't make you feel too bad, because it was only like a 5-year difference. But my favorite moment, that's back when I started getting into Louisville basketball and Louisville football. I developed a love because all those classic Metro Conference battles, Florida State, Memphis State, and just watching us play those teams, that's what developed my love for the University of Louisville. That and the fact that everybody around me cheered for the other team, and they had really bad attitudes, and their mom and dad were probably stupid or something. But I mean, that's beside the point. It was watching you guys play in your freshman year. Felton was on that team, correct?
Yes, he was. Felton was a junior.
LeBradford was also on the team, correct?
Yep, LeBradford was a sophomore.
You all had, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will, you all had 5 parade All-Americans on that team.
Yes.
So,
and that's a year that Jerome Harmon was because he was, I think he read, he was, well, that's when you can do Prop 48. So Jerome Harmon was a Prop 48.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you had, it was stacked.
It really was. It was, what was that, 89-90 or 88-89 was your freshman year?
88 was okay. My freshman year.
That's what I thought. Okay. And yeah, the team was stacked, and I was doing my research, and I was looking back at those rosters back then, and I was like, man, these are some of the names that when I was out in the driveway shooting the basketball, I was like, Brewer for 2, Legree for 3, Keith Legree for 3. Like, I was emulating everybody I could because I loved Louisville basketball. Who else was on the team? Was Purvis on the team your freshman year?
Purvis, Kenny Payne, Felton Spencer, Tony Kimbrough, Keith Williams, David Robinson, Everett Sullivan, Cornelius Holden, Derwin Webb.
That's it. That's the whole roster. Craig Hawley. Yeah. I was going to say, you mentioned everybody but Craig there. You got him. You saved one of the best for last there. But yeah, man, it was, you know, that brings me to my first question. So, well, actually, that's not my first question, but it will be now. With Coach Kenny Payne being back in town, do you expect our teams to start looking like those teams of old now, where you got the 4 and 5 All-Americans on the team, things of that nature. Do you think that that's going to be his one of his biggest biggest impacts is his ability to recruit the best of the best, especially with having Nolan and Danny and former players like you, you know, out there repping for us?
I think it's going to be back like it used to be. I think it's going to be a up and down, high tempo offense. Because I just know Kenny, you know, he's real big. You know, he loves the weight, but he's real big on conditioning. And he, you know, if you are conditioned, he wants you to be conditioned to play 40 minutes. And, you know, and that's just, and he's going to press and he'll get up and down. And so I'm really excited about it.
Absolutely. And I am as well, because what we have seen, and I'm not going to, first and foremost, I've already referred to this before you were able to join us, but the knowledge that I was just able to soak in this weekend, that event that you all put on was amazing. I loved it. I love seeing the different generations of Cardinal players, you know, interacting with each other and fans. I was telling them earlier, man, JJ's grandpa was in that waiting room just telling us all, like, he is such a trip. But he was giving us all kind of history about his family, about Louisville basketball when he was growing up and this and that. It was like I was in school. I had a great time just listening to him. JJ came in at one point and was like, "Granddad." And I'm like, "No, I enjoy it. Let him keep talking. I enjoy it."
Hey, you know the part I liked about it, though, is when y'all was in there talking and I kind of glanced in there, and that's when JJ was shooting the three-pointers. And he hit 17 out of 20.
Yeah.
And then his granddad come out there. He says, "What about that, boo?" He says, "I know y'all been working on that, haven't you?"
And JJ's one of the guys that's going to benefit the most, I think, this year from being, because again, I don't have any ill will towards the former coaching staff, Ross McMaines and Cahill Fennell. So acquaintances of mine, I've met them multiple times, really liked them. I never really met Coach Mack or Coach Pegues, but just from what I've heard, like, those coaches were fighting against each other, and that's why it kind of spilled over onto the practice floor, and a lot of respect was lost, and then JJ got lost in the shuffle. All that mess aside, yeah, JJ's going to have the opportunity to go out there and show the world what you knew for sure, but like what those of us who, when we heard the misinformation going around, "Oh, JJ was he's a problem child. That's why he's not playing." No, that's not the case. It's politics. That's why he's not playing. Somebody's up there, won't name any names. Somebody's up there trying to prove that they're the man and that they can just keep, you know, it is what it is. I don't want to get into too much of the negative, but JJ has always been a class act kid. You've told me multiple great stories about him. That was the first time actually I've met him in person. Great kid. He was interacting with all the campers. He came in at one point and was talking to me and Sydney and his grandpa. And we were, who's going to win the NBA games? And just, you can tell that kid. Now, one conversation we were having, me and his grandpa, is that was about NIL and how that's going to affect these kids. Like, there's one type of player who is just like, for the most part, they're just naturally gifted, and this money that they're going to get is going to drive them crazy, and they're not going to be able to handle it. Then you got the guys who are just that work hard and they want to improve themselves, and the money's going to be cool for them, but they want to work because they love the game of basketball more. They're going to work hard and prove themselves. And JJ, and of course, there's the ones, you know, you can have one that fits both molds. Like, they're naturally gifted, but they also want to work hard. But for the most part, it's one of those other two. And you can just tell JJ is a kid that if you talk to him and tell him what he needs to improve on, he's going to work on that. He's not going to be the kind of kid that's just like, "Whatever, I'm going to play my own game." Because we've had many players like that here. Hi, T. Will, that were just like, don't bow your head there, Sam. He's my friend, and he knows I always give him crap, but just drama kings like T-Will was. But he was ungodly talented. He just, like, the upstairs just didn't match the downstairs most of the time. So, But JJ seems like the opposite. He seems like the kind of kid that if you give him a list of stuff he needs to improve on, he's not only going to improve on it, but he's going to try to outdo that every day. And that's just how he strikes me. Is that pretty accurate?
You know, it's dead on. You know, I think he's going to benefit from, you know, this coaching staff and the head coach that we have now. Because he wants to get better and he wants to work. And he knows that he's got to work to get better. And, you know, you're talking about the NIL deal. Like, Kerry, to me, is, you know, he's very outgoing. He's good with people, good with kids. I got to spend 2 days with him, interact with him, and, you know, you see him on the court, and he looked like an animal, but then he looked like he's a teddy bear out there with the kids today, and, I mean, yep, this weekend, and playing with them, and cutting up and laughing, and he just got a great personality.
Absolutely. He tried to dunk on a lot of them, which is what I appreciated, because that's how I was when I was playing at the YMCA when I was like 17 years old. Just kids of all ages. Like, it would not be unusual to see me swatting like a 12 or 13 year old on the court just because I could. Like, I always got the biggest guy on the court on me, which was fine. That made me work harder. But whenever we were playing against some littler kids, I would just smack the ball and be like, get that out of here. And they're like, I'm only 12. I'm like, but you're on my court. So so it is what it is still. What got you involved with this camp? Who came to you? How did this all get put together?
Well, you know, Alan came to me and Toya, JJ's mom. And, you know, we've been wanting to do a camp with JJ. And then, you know, Sydney as well got involved. And, you know, and this is the first year, and we didn't know how it would go. And, you know, we found the gym. So, you know, Deion Lee was great enough to let us use his facility, which was awesome, a great location. And we had plenty of room. And at the beginning, we didn't know how to go about it. And then we just started advertising, and we got the thing out there, and the kids, and then we had kids from Illinois that was there for the camp, and the dad was like, this is one of the best camps he's been to, and we, you know, we look forward to, you know, y'all doing it again. And so hopefully, you know, next year or whenever we can get together and do it again, we can kind of do some things different. But I really enjoy it because I love fundamentals, and that's like my passion. Like, and kids is my passion at all ages. And you know, when I'm in the gym, I'm good. You know, I'm where I need to be.
It's a place of therapy for some people. I know for me, you know, even though I was a football guy, there wasn't nothing like going to the sack after all the classes were over and just going and just shooting some free throws, just to get your mind off of all the stress. And I mean, some people like to play golf to de-stress. I always like going to the basketball gym and putting up some shots. That was the way that I was able to use that therapy. But yeah, it was an amazing time this way. And any time you've got a camp where, day two, a former NCAA champion and 13-year NBA league veteran like our guy Derek Anderson just pops in. I mean, that's probably those kids probably underpaid for that camp with just having DA, and he couldn't just sit there and watch like we were. He had to get in there.
Jeremy, you knew that when he texted you and texted me and be like, what time should I come? I knew then. I was like, he's about ready to try to take over.
And it was so good to see him. Like, a lot of people, especially in the social media age, and me and you talked about this the other day, I have a lot of problem with people online who are about 20 to 25 who don't remember me from everything that I've done around the city and around the area, which is fine with me. It is what it is. But me and Derek go all the way back, and we told this story at the camp the other day. I was a 13-year-old freshman in high school. I was like young Sheldon before young Sheldon was there, or Doogie Howser. To date it for guys mine and Boo's generation, I was Doogie Howser before Doogie Howser was Doogie Howser. And I was taking, even my freshman year in high school at Doss, I was taking sophomore classes. And my very first class was with Derek Anderson, Demontre Hayden, Chris Travis, all three DOS basketball legends. And they just kind of took me under their wing. They're like, we're not going to let you. First couple weeks, maybe month, the sophomores were trying to pick on me because I was a little kid at that point. And like, they just wouldn't let them. And there was this one time, and I've told this story before, and I'll tell it again, where this one kid these days, bullying's got a different definition from when I was going to school. Now you can be bullied if you tell somebody you don't like the color of their shirt. But back when I was in high school, if there wasn't any blood, you weren't really getting, you weren't really getting bullied too much. But I had this kid that was a lot taller than me, and he kept, he kept picking on me. And I'm going to walk into class to try to avoid him, and he mugs me in the back of the head. And all of a sudden, I hear behind me, I hear Derek say, "I bet you won't crack him." And I'm like, oh, no. If I walk in the room, I'm a punk. If I don't hit him, I'm a punk. If I do hit him, I'm going to get in trouble. So would I rather be in trouble or would I rather be a punk? So I turned around and straight just I handled my business. And then I picked him up and put him in the garbage can. True story. Derek can tell you. And that was kind of like what changed my outlook. Like I was 13 years old. I mean, most people are like in seventh grade when they're 13 years old. I'm a whole freshman in high school. But, he's always, to get to my point, I always do this, boo. I get to a point and then I start reminiscing and I lose track. But the point, there is a point. The point is even then he was teaching young kids how to handle life situations and how to maneuver through hard times. And Derek was one of the, one of the nicest people I ever met in my entire life. It's because of him I made all the connections with J.O. and DeJuan because they were all in the same graduating class. And they all hung out together, and I got to hang out with them. The reason why, when I went to UofL a few years later, and I was in the recruiting class with Chris Redman and Ivan Green, I met Samaki Walker and Clifford Rozier and all those guys, and it was just like a family. Louisville basketball has always been a family to me. Over the years, it's been many years since I met you, and I've known you this whole time. And it's like every time I've seen you, it's been a warm welcome. It's been family, and that's something I've always appreciated. But Derek's always, I like to tell people this, and they always tell me that I'm tripping when I say this, but for my mom and dad, Muhammad Ali was kind of like their big Louisville figure. But for me, and it could be because I was a little close to that situation, Derek was kind of and when I say generation, I mean like my 4 years of high school. He was kind of like my Muhammad Ali because he was the first one out of DOS that ever went to the NBA and the first one out of DOS that – or he went to a high D1 college – well, two of them actually, and then won a national championship and then went and played in the NBA. And he's just had such a positive impact. That's why – About a month ago, like I've been telling everybody, I decided, my parents have both been really sick. I've been forsaking my health, and I've let myself go a lot, which I hate, but the pandemic happened, couldn't go to gyms. It just was a series of unfortunate events, we'll just call it that, and I let myself go, and my parents got really, really sick, and I wasn't taking care of myself. So I decided I was going to stop that. I can take care of them and go to the gym. I walk into the gym, and the very first person I see is DA. And I'm like, this was meant to be. And he walked up, he gave me a big old hug, and it's like we never stopped hanging out. I mean, because as you know, life will take you away from your friends. But it's those special friends that once you get back together with them, it's like you've never been apart. And that's how I feel with him. That's how I feel with everybody. Out there, but let me go up here real quick. I think I had another question for. Oh, I did. Okay, so we've been talking about transfer kids that are in the transfer portal. So what I want to know from you, and actually, we'll save the best. We'll save you for last. Sam, I'm going to go to you first. Who is your favorite? Speaking of us talking about kids in the transfer portal, who is your favorite kid that ever transferred to Louisville? And then who's the guy that when they transferred away, you were like, no, we can't lose him, even though we did anyway?
My favorite would be David Padgett.
Okay.
I watched him. But anyway,
No, you can elaborate. That's fine.
Does it have to be with man's basketball?
Yes, because we were talking about the men's basketball transfer portal, Sam. Don't make me call you Higgy.
I'm just saying. So, okay. So, the other one would be, I might be on an island by myself here, is Anton Gill.
Okay. That's fair.
I felt like he just wasn't in the right position at the right time. If he had stuck it out a year, like Russ Smith did, he would have done a whole lot better here at Louisville. But, yeah, between David Padgett, I would say that was my favorite incoming transfer. And Anton Gill would be the one that I'd be like, I shook my head about.
Okay. Okay. You're showing your age a little bit there, but that's fine because you didn't go back as far as I did. Higgy, what about you?
Well, Sam stole mine with David Pageant, but my 1B would be Luke Hancock is my favorite coming in.
Okay.
Going out, I'd say Darius Perry. Darius Perry about killed me with that transfer out. He was a tough nose guard. I understand he didn't fit Mac's system, but if he was in Patino's system, it would have been a whole lot different.
Okay.
Than anything else.
That's very fair. That's a good one. I'll go mine. My favorite incoming guy was probably Clifford Rozier. Cliff was a different cat too, man. There's so many. We'll tell the stories off the air. There's so many stories I could tell you about the first time I met Clifford Rozier. And from that day, I fell in love with the guy. His personality, his attitude, his just everything, just a great dude. So Clifford Rozier would be my incoming guy because he was up for Player of the Year at North Carolina before he left. An outgoing guy, I'm gonna have to go with one of Boo's old teammates, and that's gonna be Keith Legree. And I knew I'd be the only one that said Keith Legree. Because I know that y'all two probably don't remember this because I was a small child and I know I'm a little bit older than you, Sam, and I'm a lot older than you, Higgy. So one of the first memories I have with my dad of watching basketball, it was Louisville versus LSU. They were ranked number one or two. Shaquille O'Neal was the starting center. And the game is kind of out of hand in the first half, but the second half we claw back, we fight back. And with time expiring, Keith Legree throws up this, 40, 45. I mean, it felt like maybe it was only a regular three, but it felt like it was like a half-court three. It's been so long since I rewatched that game, and we beat LSU at the buzzer. And then for him to transfer to Cincinnati, of all places, it just broke my heart. I no longer was Keith Legree from three after I found out that he was leaving. What about you, Boo?
Well, I'm with you. The coming in was because I played with him, so was Cliff Rozier. And I'm just telling you, the impact he made on our team when he transferred in was unbelievable. And the thing about it is, it's like we had just lost, I don't know if it was Allen Houston or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, and we was just thinking about like the team that we would have had, you know.
That's probably one of the guys that we talked about that too at the camp about guys that we could have had and we didn't get because of politics or one thing or another. But Allen Houston's probably out of all the guys we mentioned, right up there with Rondo and Lofton. And by the way, really quick, I know something. There was an incident with Rajon this past weekend. I'm not the type of person to pile on or judge or anything. Those of us here at CSE wish him nothing but the best as far as getting things straightened out. I mean, people do make mistakes. Let's hope that's all it was. I haven't really heard a whole lot about that situation other than what TMZ reported, and we know how thorough they are at journalism. But here's hoping that whatever happened, he can get that straightened out. He's always done a lot for the city of Louisville. He's always been good. His family's always been good to me. His little brother went to Doss with me as well. So best of our thoughts and prayers out to him. But we're just talking about all these guys that we had missed out on, and that was the number one guy that I think that we had all agreed on. So
yeah. And then transferring out, and I'm going to say this name, and it's old school because I thought he ended up going to the University of Texas. Would have been Tremaine Winfield.
Yep, I know who Tremaine Winfield is. I saw that name earlier. I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I remember Tremaine Winfield, and he did. I forgot all about that. When you said Texas, I was like, Tremaine. So I remembered it then. But there are a bunch of them. But Coach, I'm not gonna hold you any longer. I see you out there enjoying the time and the beautiful weather out there and that beautiful landscape back there.
Backyard. Then I got my little buddy right there.
Yeah, what kind of dogs are they?
Great Danes.
Okay.
Great Danes. Okay, really, really quickly, I want to go to the chat line because I've kind of ignored it since you've been on here, and I apologize.
Okay.
And see what kind of questions they have. Let's see. 90s Freedom Hall days were awesome. They absolutely were awesome. Greg Miner, Dwayne Morton. Yeah, those were great dudes here from the city. Dwayne from the city. Greg not from the city, but great dudes. Those Metro Conference games were awesome and physical. Somebody said we need to have Chris Mack as the director of basketball. No, we don't. No, we don't. Lots of, hey, coach, boo, all this stuff. Alan told us a great story, too, about how he was confused the first time he went and saw you play basketball at Freedom Hall because people were hollering boo. And they, why would they boo one of our guys? And his grandpa had to tell him, no, that's his nickname. How did you get that nickname? That's a great question.
There you go. I knew it, Jeremy. There you go. See,
you can plead the fifth on that. We'll leave that for a different episode. I was like,
We got plead the fifth. That name has been with me ever since I was 4 years old.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Okay. Boo was and is a Louisville guy. Absolutely. Peace and love card faithful. Hey, what's going on, Ray? The sack was brand new in 1990. Oh my God, Robbie. Yes, it was. And I remember going, I had a basketball class in Crawford Gym, and you could smell the hot stank and sweat of all the basketball practices from years past in there just when you walked in the door. Robbie says that you looked the same as you did back then, which, you know what?
Okay.
When I first was talking about how you were older than me, I also, the very first thing I thought was, but dang it, he looks like he's my age. So he's doing something right. Went to Mel with, oh, okay. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Boo, you still look 20 years old. You all do not have to compliment the guest. He'll be back on. You don't have to. I'm sure he appreciates it, but.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But, you know, I'll be on. Again,
let's see. I'm old, but Luke is mine. BJ Flynn, let's see. How tough was Greg Miner? That's Keith Legree helped beat Kansas also the same season. I don't remember that, but I was a little kid. I just remember my dad going crazy.
Beat Kansas at Kansas, and Legree was he played extremely well that game. That's when Kansas had the all-time. Winning his games, home games, and then we broke it at Kansas. But it wasn't just Legree, because Dwayne Morton just went on him and Greg Miner put on the show.
Absolutely. And Greg Miner was, at that point, was one of the toughest basketball players I had seen. Just gritty and just did. Jerome Harmon, another good name from the past.
Yeah,
we did get Sebastian Telfair, but he decided to leave before he got here. So,
yeah, we was talking about him this weekend.
We were. I remember watching Boo play in the street ball showdown. That's honestly, since I've got out of college, that's where I, which has been a long time ago, but that's where I used to see Boo at the most, was down. Good old street ball showdown, man. That used to be the event. I used to love going and doing that.
Then you had all little court. Well, I used to go watch all the games, walk around, just watch it. It was just great, you know, for families, and it was good. I mean, you walk to McDonald's. When I ate McDonald's, I don't eat McDonald's now. But
oh man, let's see, Marvin Stone. He Marvin was such a sweet guy too. That was a nice transfer in. That's a good one. Corey says Cliff Rozier in, and Derek Character was a guy that he hated. Now, Derek Character was a guy, so when I was associated with the UofL basketball program, when Coach Pitino was there, I was kind of in charge of keeping a few of the guys in line, like don't, because they were constantly missing their curfews. And Derek was one of my guys, and he literally got such a bad rap from the public. Now, social media wasn't prevalent then like it is now, and I'm kind of glad, because he would have got he would have got ran up and down the court metaphorically, but he was such a good dude, and a lot of people thought because he had attitude problems on the court and in practice that he was a bad guy. He really wasn't that bad of a guy. He still contacts me from time to time, and I appreciate that. But yeah, Derek Carter, I hated losing Derek Carter because I thought he had so much potential, and he was another one of those guys that just kind of talked himself out of it. So basketball, Sutton, and losing Brian Hopgood. Brian Hopgood was another dude I still keep in touch with to this day. Great dude.
Yeah, we lost Brian Hopgood, Jermaine Winfield, and remember Kip Stone too.
Yep, Kip Stone. Gosh, blast from, you know what? I had to stop talking because that's gonna make me feel old as well. So I'm gonna stop with that.
Look at Higgy's face. He's like, what?
Yeah, Higgy has no idea what you're talking about. He's mad because he didn't get the Pizza Hut coupon on his phone. BJ Flynn in and Wingfield out. Where did BJ Flynn come from? I thought he was just a freshman that came in. Did he transfer in?
I thought he was a freshman.
Okay. Speaking of the show, that is it. All right. Well, Coach, again, we appreciate your time tonight. We'll have you on many more times in the future. You just let me know when you want to hop on, and you're more than welcome.
Always, man. It's good to see you. Good talking to you. Keep doing what you do, man.
I appreciate that. That's Coach Boo. I'm sorry, Coach James Brewer.
There you go.
Hey, look, man, it's hard for me to be – hey, for me, it's normally like Boo, and then to have to address you as Coach because I'm respectful. Coach, thank you for your time.
All right, you're welcome. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. Coach. Boo Brewer, everybody. See, I wasn't lying. Boo was in the house. No. So, okay, Duquesne. So they're saying he did come from Duquesne. I did not know that. Again, I was kind of young then, and I was probably more focused on football than basketball. That B.J. Flynn team that made the Elite Eight run with DeJuan and Alvin and them. Man, gosh, if the behind-the-scenes stuff hadn't happened then, the drama, we might have made it all the way to the title game. Yeah, that view is nice. Hey, y'all are welcome. I'm going to get more people in. Like, every time I go, Derek Anderson will be on the show here with us in a few weeks as well. He is the running joke that day is going to be like, hey, thanks for converting to Cardinal fans. So make sure you all give him a warm welcome when we're on the show, and make sure you give him a good old go cards at that point. All right, where were we at on the – we were talking about transfers, okay? So Imani Bates, that's where we were at. Still feel very, very confident that he'll be here. The showdown – you were talking about a showdown between DJ Wagner, our guy, and Reed Shepherd, their guy. Haven't heard any information about tickets being on sale just yet. I think that's going to be a great showdown, and I think that
it's the end of the – which month?
It's the end of – it's like in a couple of weeks. Is it the same weekend?
The 27th, yeah.
Oh, so it's the same weekend as the EYBL too.
Yeah, so they're doing some of the EYBL at Valley and at the convention center.
Really? Okay. Well, that makes sense. Higgy, stop farting. Kevin, what's up, fellas? I don't know what this is about. What about Mosley? No. If y'all pay attention to this show, I told you all 6 weeks ago that Mosley's going to go elsewhere. He's either going to go to Duke or where was the other place we were hearing, Sam?
Kansas.
So he's going to go to Duke or Kansas, I feel like. Eve says it's not a go yet. What's not a go, Brent? Clarify that for me. I'm sorry. No Hunter now. Andrew, we talked about that at the beginning of the show. So I'll reset for a second. Tyrese Hunter is a kid that a lot of people had written off. But I have been told by multiple sources that he is paying his own way to come up and do an unofficial visit with the University of Louisville here sometime soon. Yes, Chris, DeJuan, the DJ Reed game is not a go yet. Okay.
I thought it was.
Thank you, Brent. I mean, I've seen from multiple places it was, but you just never know these days. Stuff like that changes like on the dime. Isn't Kansas out of scholarships, Trevor?
If they want to, they can make a way.
Yeah, they will make a way for that kid. Sam, your voice is seductive. Oh, my God. I will say this, though, Sam. if and Higgy, you're not in this conversation because, quite frankly, you sound like Peter Griffin on Helium. But me and Sam could do like an old school BET Midnight Love type show.
I was thinking the same thing.
Welcome to Midnight Love with 55 and Sam. Girl, please throw you. Never mind.
Back in the Bahamas when I was growing up, it was this radio show that came on at 10:30. 10:30 at night till like 1 in the morning. It was called The Quiet Storm.
There you go. Quiet Storm.
Quiet Storm. I used to love listening to that.
Absolutely. Listen to that all the time. He said purpose, still trying to get it okay. Okay. Sam, say hello, ladies, like Val Venus. You know who that is?
Yeah, I know who Val Venus
is. Okay, I didn't know.
I just couldn't say it like that. It's like,
Hunter is visiting Canada. Hello. Today.
I can't say it. Sorry.
Hello, ladies.
There you go.
Jeremy Hunter is visiting Kansas today, and Mosley canceled his visit to Kansas. Yeah, he did cancel his. Okay. Would you take all of Marcus's crowd away? No, I don't want to. Marcus is my guy. I want to lead up to Marcus. I don't want to. Like, me and Marcus, we used to do the show on Saturdays on 939 together. It was me and Steve and Justin first, and then Justin left to be the deputy editor, I believe, at Card Chronicle. And then we added Marcus and Perrin. They both rotated weeks, and we had a real good thing with that back then. And then my dad got cancer for the first time, and I had to step away, and they kept rolling on. But very, very – I would never want – and I know you're just kidding, but I would never want to take away any of his crowd. We can all share. Like, I can tell his friends to tell their friends so we can be friends.
Yeah, it's just enough Louis fans to go around.
Yeah. Dave Weber wants you to read him a bedtime story.
Pass.
Okay, he's passing. Oh, that's the Twitch icon. I haven't seen that very often. Okay. DRBJ, I need to know what your name is because I'm not going to call you BJ. That's a different show at a different hour. Are there any guards we are going after, other guards? I haven't heard, other than Malachi Smith, Tyrese Hunter. We haven't been going after Mosley for a minute.
Maybe someone from the
oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean we've had a group conversation, and we feel like we're going to get one or two kids that have applied for the transfer portal and the NBA draft, and they test the waters, and they're told, hey, you're not going to get as good of money as you think. So they decide to return to college, and they end up hopping over here. So can Hunter visit during the dead period? Tyus, when does the dead period start? That's what I need to know. I don't really know. Melatonin does not work. Oh, Lord, replace Diener. Diener's going through some stuff himself, man. Even though we don't always see eye to eye, I wish him the very best of luck as well. Mosley and Bates ain't happening. Oh, yeah, that's what it, thanks, Chris, for bringing that up. They don't want to play together. That's why we're not going to get them both. We will get Bates, but not. Oh, okay, Cardon. Okay. Brooks, baby. Brent, where does Brooks? I've heard the name. I'll just be honest with you all. It's next Friday, I think. Okay. I've not been, other than these guys I've named today, I've not really been keeping up with a whole bunch because of my mom and my dad. So I apologize. I just want to get all this information out to you all.
So dead period starts May 19th and goes to the 27th.
Okay. So then I expect to see him either before the 19th or after the 27th.
Yeah, I mean, technically he could come here if he's paying his own way. Thank you, Antron.
Yeah. But paying his own way, he can come during the dead period?
Yeah, but it won't make no sense because you can't interact with anyone.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Hey, can't meet with any coaches.
KP is going to have a squad. The season will be fun, yes. Why would they make Hunter pay for himself to come? Because he doesn't have any more official visits left, so he would have to pay for himself.
Yeah.
He's
used up his
allotment. Keon, I've seen a lot of people. Big Sid has been teasing Keon Brooks. That could be one of the guys that enter the waters and is like, you know what, I'm just going to go play for Coach Payne at the Ville. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't turn him down.
Man.
Robbie says to look around. What am I looking around at? Is there something on the TV?
Yeah, the TV show.
Oh, it's a Big Bang Theory, I think.
No, Last Man Standing.
That's what I said. I like his game. Yeah, me too. I know what you meant, though, Robbie. I'm joking. All right, let's see. Da-da-da-da. All right, before we get to the second part of the show, which is our rapid-fire segment, and we'll answer the rest of y'all's questions, we want to give a shout-out to all of our fine sponsors, especially Miss Barbara out at Shack in the Back. They opened up their new location. They're no longer in a shack in the back of the Circle K. They have their own location. It's humongous. It's beautiful. We will be doing a live show out there one week, probably in July. And I'm going to make sure it's a day that Higgy can't come down since he decided to move away from us because I don't know why.
Was it? I thought it was because she was looking out for her and not wanting Higgy to eat all the barbecue.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe.
Oh, my fault. I was supposed to say that out loud.
No, you aren't supposed to say it out loud. Brooks has said he's staying in the draft, so that's not going to be an option. I take Shane Sharp if you want to go back to college 55, dropping some teases. I mean, that's all I can do at this point because I've been told to stop saying as much as I have been the last few months. Nick, what is the latest on Milt Wagner joining the staff? Y'all trying to get me in trouble.
We'll see.
Here's what I'll say. I would look to see him added in some capacity within the next 7 days. I may have expected for it to happen this morning. It did not happen this morning. So I'd be on the lookout the next few days for something regarding him. That's all I'm going to say. That was good, right? I mean, I can't get
in some capacity.
I didn't like say he was going to be the director. But I didn't say he was going to be like the...
Well, yeah, because we... Yeah, we don't want to say anything.
Yes, I did notice that. Milt can't unless it's a... That is not true, Brent. That's something that's been passed around social media. So let's clear that up, too. And, Brent, I'm not trying to call you out. Just naturally happened. If Milt was a member of the Louisville basketball staff, he could not join unless he was an assistant coach. Much like last year with Reese Gaines, the University of Louisville can hire him for a position like player director of player development and alumni relations, and he would be just fine. That's correct, Robbie. So we in Coach Payne, it is a Friday news guy. That's true. But I was told specifically by three people that it was that something regarding Milt was going to be announced this morning, and it didn't occur. So I don't know if. It was because people started talking about it. That's another thing. I truly believe that KP, if he sees it, or any of his staff sees any of us talking about something that's going to happen, he just yanks it out from underneath us and tells us a little bit later. I truly believe that. So, but yes, I expect him to be named as a university employee at some point very, very soon. And that's all Sam will let me say because he doesn't want me to get in trouble. I don't want to get me in trouble. I don't want to get cut off by my Cardinal brethren. So I'm not going to mention Milt Wagner or what possible position from the university, even though I kind of mentioned the job opening earlier in the show. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to do it, Sam. I'm just happy Higgy has kept his neck beard in control since he became a Vanderbilt fan.
Speaking of Vanderbilt, who knows the score of the Cards game?
It was 7-1. I'm not really special consultant for free throws. That's funny. So assistant to Griff. I can say this. I feel like I can say this. I do know that I did get this also confirmed that Reese Gaines will not be the director of player development this next season. He will have a role with the basketball team. But he will not be in that position. That is the position we talked about earlier in the show that we saw posted for people to apply for. So Reese will not return in that position. He will still be with the team in some capacity, though. So don't freak out. Sam, about to hit you with the where is it?
Un-effing believable.
There you go. We still have Sean in spirit. Higgy also has a cool slideshow going on.
Really? I mean, he's pausing. He's freezing every once in a while.
That's still 7-1, Dave says. Do we know who the strength coach is for basketball yet? No, it's not been announced, but I'm going to stick to my guns because I don't like to be the flip-flopper unless I hear something. I still expect that the blue guy's basketball strength and conditioning coach will be our strength and conditioning coach. Curry may play the threesome. He's shooting three-pointers really well. I guess I could see that, but I don't know why you would mess up that 1-2 punch of him and Brandon Huntley Hatfield. I almost called him Brandon Hartley. Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Let's see if I missed any comments, because I'm pretty sure I did. Matt, what's up? I did miss that one. Righty can't do it. Coach Payne. Okay, so somebody asked me about what TMZ was reporting about Rajon. And hold on, Robbie, what's new? What is new? I can't keep up with all you all. Oh. No, I talked about that a couple weeks ago on the show too, so thanks for paying attention, Robbie. So allegedly, and full disclosure, known the Rondo family my whole life. I'm not going to be as hard on him as everybody else because I know what kind of person he really is. Apparently, there was some sort of altercation at his home. Did he get physical with his wife or girlfriend or whatever?
It didn't say that he got physical. It just said he pulled out.
No, he pulled out a weapon on her and then waved it in front of the kid. There's no excuse. Like, I can sit here and try to make – there's no excuse for what was reported that he did.
If it did.
If it did indeed happen. However, people are allowed – I know that Twitter would lead you to believe otherwise, but you are allowed to make mistakes in life and atone for them and to do better. And that's something I think is lost on a lot of this generation, and especially the social media generation. You're not allowed to make any mistakes, but we all know we've all made mistakes. Yeah, her parents were called up there as well. Apparently, he pulled his son out of the house while he still had the gun in his hand and was like, "Stop! Why are you afraid of me? Stop crying!" Even though pretty apparent why he was afraid, but. Again, I'm not gonna run his name in the dirt. His family's always been good to me. He's always been good to me. Just had a really good talk with him at the gym a couple weeks ago. We don't know if he was under the influence of something. We don't know what the situation was, but I did want to send out prayer because, again, he is an acquaintance, a friend, I guess you would say, and I'm not gonna sit here and talk crap about him, but I do want to ask you all for prayers for him and his family because – even though his family didn't do anything, their name's getting dragged through the mud too. It's a direct reflective of what he did. So as a former UK conditioning, well-regarded, I don't know much about him. Scuba Steve, if I may call you just regular Steve, I think he is. And I know Kenny thinks very, very highly of him. So, and I don't know much about him either. All I know is that he did a pretty good job while he was there. Let me get back on track. I completely forgot we were reading the ads. Miss Barbara's Shack in the Back Barbecue. Get out there this weekend. Tell her Cardinal Sports Zone sent you. Get you some of those turkey ribs. Get you some of that mac and cheese. Get you a smoked bologna sandwich.
Hey, you notice Higgy's head popped up and you said,
"I did." And yeah, absolutely.
And bologna sandwich, right?
Higgy, let me ask you a question real quick before I read the rest of the ads. How are you doing with your weight loss challenge? I lost 30 pounds this last 30 days. How many you lost?
I've gained 10.
What?
And it's not from the move.
Well, he did say he was going to.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. It's not from the move? Are you pregnant?
No.
What the heck?
I don't.
That was supposed to be an uneffable.
There we go.
He did say he was going out to fast food places that's right around the corner from his work, though. So,
John, what's up? Yes, Shane Taylor. We have given a lot of good news. So you just have to rewatch it because I'm not repeating myself again.
Oh, yeah, we got to get back to the reads.
Fitness Market, our friends Chris and Sarah out there, 502-882-2694. They're still doing their liquidation sale. Tons of great stuff. Very affordable. Let's put it this way. I've got five pieces of equipment or, I guess barbells and stuff still counts as equipment. 2 years ago now, they're all still in the same shape they were when I got them. Very durable, very sturdy. Some of them I was able to pay. They were cheap enough. I was able to pay with them outright with cash. Some of them I had to put on a little credit card, but 12 months, same as cash, I was able to pay it off in no time. So they have great deals for you. They will help you get, if you want to lose weight like me and, Higgy.
Well, you and Joey.
Yeah, like me and Joey. And sometimes, Higgy, go to Fitness Market. Tell them we sent you. They'll hook you up real nice. Our other food sponsor, our guy Chris Williams out at Four Pegs, 502-634-1447. right there on the corner of Goss Avenue. Higgy, it's your time to shine. Let us know what's going on at Four Pegs.
As I was muted there for a second as I was speaking, but
thank God.
They have the Tap Takeover coming up on May the 19th, along with live music going on as well. And also, they're coming up on the new Smoked Peg Wing, Smoked Peg Leg.
Let's go.
Specials. So get down to Chris and see him down at Four Pegs on 1447 Goss Avenue.
1447 Goss Avenue. Yeah, and I'm going to definitely go down there because that's technically smoked wings are okay for low carb diets. Not a lot of carbs in them. So I'm going to go down and grab some of those. Walk, run, eat right. Absolutely, Robbie. Be kind, rewind. Number one draft pick to Orlando. Scuba Steve wants to know, Higgy, is it a boy or a girl? That's kind of...
Wait till the gender neither. Reveal.
That's fine. Neither. It's going to be a little Whataburger baby. Good stuff. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate all the kind comments. WC the Line of Landscaping, my guy Rob Black, 502-773-5757. He's out there mowing yards right now. He's doing landscaping year round. He's working really, really hard. So please give him a call. Let him know he sent you there as well. Last but not least, All American Pool and Supply Company, 502-448-0300. One of the city's longest running pool companies. I remember when I was a kid, we used to get our pool supplies from there, and they always treated us with the, you know, just very, very well. It was like you were walking in. Honestly, y'all know I don't pitch none of these products unless I really believe in them. And it's easy to talk about them because they are people who I've not only been a customer of, but my parents were, and they've always treated us with the utmost respect and very, very kind. And so give them a call. If you have a pool and you need some stuff to help clean it, or you just need any kind of equipment, hit them up. They'll be able to help you with that. And if you want to build your own pool, hit them up. They got people that will help you design your own pool, and they will build it as well. They do great work. All right. Last, but Robbie, I can't grab a bicycle, buddy, because I'm 6'7", and I'm not going to tell you how much I weigh, but they don't make bicycles for me that don't cost $1,500, and I ain't spending $1,500 on no bike. I'll just swim it out like I have been, and I go for walks. Those are very, very – a lot of people are like, well, why don't you run? I'm like, walking – I have lost more weight walking than when I was running. So, but that works for me. It may not work for everybody, full disclosure. All right, rapid fire. The baseball team, which is currently winning, I believe, 7-1, this past weekend lost 2 out of 3 to NC State. Very close games. Had a chance to win them all three. We're playing EKU tonight. And then Virginia this weekend for the last ACC series of the season. We're here at home, and it's time to prep for the ACC tournament. The Cardinals have to get their middle relief solidified to make any kind of a run in either the ACC or NCAA tournament. We played Virginia Tech this past weekend. We were...
Yeah, that's what I said. When you said NC State.
I said NC State. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech. Well, I typed in VT and it corrected it to NC State. Okay, sorry. Yes, it was Virginia. I was about to say. Yeah, that's what I said, Ty. Virginia Tech, but no. And then I know, Brandon. I know. Autocorrect got me. I didn't proofread. I apologize. I'll cash app y'all a nickel or something. Oh, God. But I expect this baseball team to make a deep run. We just got to get that. Got to get that. Got to get, no. We do got to get that boom, 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 though, because that's what we've been doing. We have been playing from behind all year, and for the most part, we've been very successful. Virginia Tech, not NC State, was able to figure out a way to get around that, even though in both of the losses, we had game-winning or game-tying runs on the bases when the games ended. So running is overrated. I think so too, Chris, because I have been walking 4 miles a day and been in the pool for 2 hours a day. I lost 30 pounds in the first 30 days. I think what I need to do, though, I think where I could have lost more, but I did not keep my water intake where it should have been. I have been dehydrated a lot of the days, and it's my own fault, but I can't just carry around a water jug with me like I used to. Yes, Matt Singer's got to get back on the get back on his bat too as well. But I'm gonna get that's my next step for the second month is gonna be drinking enough water every day, and just change it up. I'm gonna do some CrossFit at the gym as well. All right, let's get to rapid fire. And this first thing is in the ha 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 department because you know Nick Saban stole one of our football players. However, there's no room for that football player at Alabama anymore, so he's not on the roster anymore. That is your ha-ha moment for the day. No, I don't wish any ill will on Tyler Harrell. I mean, if you got the opportunity to go play for the number one team in the country, I don't know anybody that turns that down. Problem is, they got two other guys after they got Tyler that are very highly ranked. And now, this source is not very reliable at all. It's Higgy. But a source told me that he's eyeing Texas. I don't know if there's even a shot at him returning to Louisville. I'm not sure that the players would be it. I don't know if there's any bad blood from that move to begin with, but we will see. Gosh, we ran a little long tonight. Okay, let's finish it up. So also in rapid fire, volleyball's Emily, is that supposed to be Scott? Why does it say volleyball? Higgy, you put volleyball Emily Scoot took first in the ACC high jump.
Yes, she...
Oh, so she plays volleyball. So she played volleyball, but it's also... Okay, that's pretty cool. Didn't know we had a two-sport athlete there, but congratulations. Katie Martin finished second in the 400-meter hurdles. Louisville Rowing, for the first time since 2018, had all boats advance to the grand finale. All right, awesome. That's really cool. Jair got mega paid. Got mega, mega paid. Louisville men's golf tied for seventh after the first day of regionals. And last but certainly not least, Reed Detmers threw a no-hitter. He's not only the youngest pitcher in Angels history to throw a no-hitter, but the youngest pitcher in the Major League Baseball to throw a no-hitter since 2006. He's also only the 25th rookie ever to throw a no-hitter. Shout out to him. Shout out to Jair. Can I borrow a couple dollars from you, bro? Just hit me up. Wow, sucks for him. It does suck for him. Oof. What is that saying? Grass is not greener on the other side. No, it is not always greener. Wes, absolutely sad faces.
Well, like Coach Walt said.
Here we go.
When it's green on the other side, it's because it's filled with our horse manure.
Touche. Man, you know I still have like 2 miles I got to go walk after we finish the show. Let's finish it up real quick, though. Make sure you all always listen to our guy Dalton. He's not here tonight because he was attached to his food stamps internet plan that he has going on. Nothing against people on food stamps, but Dalton decided to pick their internet as his provider. But check his show out. He does a great job 5 days a week. It's your first listener of the day. It's Locked On Louisville. I believe that you can find that at LO_Louisville, I think. Higgy, confirm that for me. Also, don't forget, in the next month or so, we're going to have these guests on: Chris Redman, Nolan Smith, Ben Souders, Sidney Curry. Very excited about the guests that we're going to have on the show. Glad we could get Boo to sneak in for a few minutes. And we're also going to have Derek Anderson on the show, even though he's not a former Card. He wanted to be a Cardinal. Denny Crum just didn't. He dropped the ball. One of the few times he dropped the ball. Very few times. Almost akin to when Coach Pitino told Rajon Rondo and then Chris Lofton, no, we're gonna get Telfair, and then we didn't get any of them. Yes, like, share, subscribe, donate. Cool guy Don, absolutely. Purvis Ellison, Back to the Ville with DJ and Reed. Wow, big time guest coming up. That's how I do it, man. I either do it big or I don't do it at all. Here's the only thing: a lot of these times with these big time guests, they end up rescheduling, and that's what's happened with Sidney. He's rescheduled with me 18 times so far, so. We're hopefully going to get him on. I mean, we may have to slot him some CSC NIL money to get him on, but Higgy, what you got? You got that big raise to move down to Nashville. Will you solely fund his appearance?
No.
Let me reiterate.
You didn't even ask what the price was yet.
Yes, Higgy. Will you solely fund his NIL deal? If the answer is yes, hop off the screen. Okay, well, he left the show, so that had to be a that had to be a yes. Come on, Sid. Jeremy, keep doing work. Man, thank you, Dave. I'm really trying because it's like DA told me, he's like, I can't take care of my family if I'm not taking care of myself. And I've been focused on them for so long that I forgot about me. I'm remembering me now, and I love how it feels to get healthy and knock these. Plus, the lifeguards up there at the Y are really, 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 really encouraging and nice. And
which YMC is it? Oh, Norton
Commons. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. All those.
What I need to be up there.
Yeah, just, I mean, I go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm up there at the Y from like 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Crap, I can't wait till school's out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you can come up there with me one day after school is let out. Tell Cindy you gets a free gift card to Cool Guy. Okay. I will tell him. Cool Guy Don Steakhouse. Oh, like, I'm trying to figure out when I get my free gift card. Tubby passed on Lofton, too, and paid for it for 4 years. That's absolutely true.
Facts.
Big, big facts. But, shout out again to all of our fine sponsors, Fitness Market, Shack in the Back Barbecue, Four Pegs Beer Lounge, WC The Line of Landscaping, All American Pool and Supply Company. And we are currently working on more. If you'd like to sponsor the show, give us a call, 502-694-0375, or hit us up on social media. Individually, I'm at Jeremy_CSZ.
Baseboy124.
I am the Higgy.
He is something, all right. Or you can hit up the website on our socials. They're at the bottom of the screen. Hit the follow. Hit the whatever you do on each one of them. Just do it. See, what do you do on? Oh, yeah, it's following all three of them. I was going to say, do you follow people on Facebook or sites? But, yeah, you do. You hit that like button on Facebook. But hit the like button. Make it Facebook official. You can find this podcast on all the podcast avenues, Apple, iTunes, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, Amazon, and iHeart Podcast. Hit that subscribe or follow button now. If you haven't listened to all the episodes, former episodes of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, go back, check them all out, especially if you're on the message board saying that I don't know nobody when I know all these fine people that have been on the show. Just kidding. Go to CardinalSportsZone.com, the place that all began. Hit the podcast menu. Go down to CSD Podcast. That's where you will find all the this iteration. You'll find all the episodes of this iteration of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. Check out our exclusives at CardinalSportsZone.com as well. I know that Dalton is currently working on an exclusive. Sam, is it Cameron Greenwood from the softball team? Is that who he said?
Yes. Yes.
The breakout start of the year for the softball team. And that's no disrespect to all the other softball players because we had one heck of a season. But I know he's working on it with her. Shout out to everybody who's out there sharing the podcast. We appreciate you all. If you have any ideas or suggestions for guests or maybe a theme, like let's say there's no news for a couple of weeks and y'all are like, man, we want y'all back. Do a show on the top 10 linebackers to ever play at Louisville. Just DM it to one of us. We'll not Higgy, though. He's not part of the core group because he moved to Nashville. But anybody else, you can hit us up, DM us those ideas. Shout out to our guy, Kevin. He's the official merchandiser for Cardinal Sports Zone. If y'all want any Cardinal Sports Zone gear, hit him up. He's at L1C4TheArts on Twitter and probably Instagram as well. Again, if you want to support the podcast, there's three ways at the bottom of the screen. Hold on, let's hide this message. There's multiple ways to support the podcast. There's our Cash App, Venmo, and PayPal. Was that me?
No, it was you. Me.
That's where you can find us on any of those avenues. A lot of people, I hate when I get into like a swing of things and I start saying I don't mean to do that. I hardly ever do that. Okay, so free read here. If you want to support the podcast or treat it like a paid message board subscription, it's easy to do. Go to my Twitter handle and at Jeremy_CSZ, hit the little tip jar and you can donate there, or just go to Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal to donate there. I'll share whatever I get with the rest of the hosts and maybe give them a reason to show up more often, except for Higgy because he moved to another state. So I'm mad at him for a long time. Shout out to our guys, Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage. They do the midday show on ESPN 93.9 The Ville. One of the bright spots over there in that building for sure. every day from 10 to noon. And then Marcus does a show about 11, 18 every night, very random time. But that's when he's ready to lay it down. And it, the shows are amazing. It's like listening to this show, but without the ban on the curse words. So if you've never listened to it, listen to it right away. Special guests pop in all the time. Marcus is well connected to. He had on Brandon Huntley Hatfield's mom the other night before he committed, and then also had Nolan Smith on a few nights ago, I was told. So great guest there as well. Sam, any last words from you?
Yeah, we live in a world today that's nothing's guaranteed. It probably never was. All we have is today. Tomorrow's not promised. Yesterday is gone. So go ahead and tell your loved ones that you love them, and just try and be safe, because this things that's going on in this world today is not right.
Man, I could not have said that better. Higgy, why are you trying to prop up your T-shirt with your chin?
I'm just wondering.
You are not trilogy fit. You were what?
Wondering where Carito was. I said, I don't know where Carito is tonight.
Mike, he does it the same way as we on his YouTube. I knew what you meant, Steve. On his YouTube channel. And he also does it on his Facebook page as well. Rick wants to know why you moved to Nashville, Higgy. It was because his wife told him to. Good evening, Jeremy and crew. Walter, what's up? Dave says L1C4 is the only stuff his kids wear. Possible theme, getting to know the defensive line. We will have our position-by-position breakdowns live on the show this year. So that is something that we're going to do. Great minds think alike there. At least you don't say like a 13-year-old. Please don't get that. Don't get me even think about that, because I'll be over here no. Yeah, I know there are a couple people that do that, and that's just not me. But like Higgy, what are your last words? Yeah, don't get me started.
Well, prayers go out to Buffalo, and also too, congratulations to my sister this weekend. She's graduating high school, so I'm very proud of her. She's valedictorian, so it should be awesome to be back to see her this weekend. So shout out to her, and everybody stay safe out there more than anything.
Higgy, how many times do I have to tell you don't mention your family on my show? I'm just kidding. All right. Also, real quick, before I get to my last word, shout out to Trevor, who has been a longtime listener and supporter of the show, who is now our social media manager, been doing a fantastic job. I've even had people this week ask me why he's not been posting as much, and there's just not much news. And I'm not going to force anybody to put out content just for the sake of content. So he's doing a bang-bang job. I appreciate everything he's doing. My last words are this. I kind of piggybacking off of what Sam said. Life is too short to be listening to ignorance. That's why I've been using the block button a whole lot. People have been saying, oh, you're soft. No, I just don't. It's my Twitter. I'll look at what I want to look at. If I don't want to see some moron trying to tweet me that I don't know Boo Brewer or Derek Anderson, then I would leave it on there. But when, in fact, I do know those people and I don't want to hear the hatred, I just block. So, just be nice. It costs exactly $0.00 to be nice, especially when you're dealing with the kind of people I deal with. I really only associate myself with nice people. So much love to all y'all. Literally, we could not do it without you all, and we appreciate it. And we're going to hop off here very, very soon. But we do thank you all again for the support. That's why I can't listen to Joe Biden speak anymore. Congrats. Thank you. Yes, Dave, that is, or Mike, Dave says, stay safe, guys. Keep doing y'all's thing. Love the show. Man, here, another thing really quick before I close. I was about to hit the outro music, but even if there's only 60 people tuning in to the video portion of the show, we get six figures in audio podcast downloads. So, we were very, very skeptical about doing the video version of this because we didn't know how it'd be received, but you all have made us realize this was the right move to do. Even if not a lot of people will watch this, it's still been an increase of people, obviously, but it's probably only about 3,000 people that watch this, but we love each and every one of you all. We want y'all to keep on enjoying this. again, we're going to do shows less often because we got stuff going on. There's less news to talk about. We will be back, though, to give like an ACC tournament preview for the baseball team and go over their road in the NCAA tournament. But, and then we'll talk about our new hire, director of, what is it?
Oh, I don't know. But we're going to get a new hire soon.
Director of player, what is it?
Something this week.
No, but what's the position? I forgot. Player development, director of player development and alumni relations. That's what it is. Well, that's the job. I mean,
I know. It was online. So
I'm just, you know, I didn't say who was getting that job. I'm on vacation this week. You guys get me through the work day every week. Dave, man, we really appreciate that. And yes, God bless everybody out there. Stay safe. Man, the love we feel from you all is overwhelming, especially when we've all got our own little personal demons going on right now in difficult situations. We're glad we can be there for you all and maybe make some of y'all's situations less grim or you know, just take y'all's minds off of things for a little bit. So we appreciate it. Thanks again for the love and support, you guys. Until the next time, we'll see you all. This has been the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast. I don't know why I say podcast like that every week. This has been the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast. I should do voiceovers, like for commercials. Coming to rallies for our new 2-for-6 chicken crap, whatever it's called. Rallies. If you eat us and don't get diarrhea, you've won. Pay attention.
Good show, guys. Good show.
Hey, Higgy, go ahead and cut us a Whataburger commercial right now.
Real quick. Nothing, Higgy? Nothing?
Come on. Hi. My name is Higgy. I like Whataburger, and you will too.
That's not a commercial.
It's not. It's more like a testimonial. Thanks, Dave.
You enjoying Nashville, though, Higgy?
Miles getting hired. Cool.
Higgy, are you enjoying Nashville?
Shane,
I'll tell you after the show.
Shane, the thing about it is, I knew exactly who you meant. I'm not going to confirm or deny that. Director of Player Development.
Nope, can't do it. Won't do it. Can't stop, won't stop. Jeremy's a clown.
Later.